This goes to Paula Ellsworth, E-L-L-S-W-O-R-T-H, D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 989-875-5168. Patient's name is Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, Eckland, E-C-K-L-A-N-D, date of birth 9/23/1948. Dear Paula, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit with Mrs. Eckland with a diabetic nephropathy and preserved kidney function, edema of the lower extremities, and hypertension. Her last visit was December 6th of 2021. She had been complaining of severe edema of the lower extremities, and she does have severe pain in both hips, and it seems to radiate down both legs. She states that she was seen in the emergency department, and they did a CAT scan of her lower back. Apparently, there are some problems in the lower back, but she does not believe that those are causing the severe pain in her legs. She has not had any recent ulcerations or wounds on the lower legs, and the one in the left lower calf area is completely healed now. But she does have severe hypersensitivity-type pain. She can't bear to have even a sheet touch her legs at times. She wonders why her urine looks very dark at times, and it will lighten up when she drinks more liquids. But she knows she should not be over-drinking also because that will cause more fluid gains. No recent hospitalizations or procedures, and her weight is down 9 pounds over the last 6 months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She does use a walker for ambulation. She's very stiff when she walks also, and seems to be in quite a bit of pain. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no dysuria, no incontinence. She does have the chronic edema of the lower extremities that is better when she's able to put her legs, elevate her legs. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix. She takes 40 milligrams on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, and 80 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and that has been working well. She's on Synthroid, allopurinol, low-dose aspirin. Losartan is 50 milligram twice a day. Zoloft, she's on Ozempic, which seems to be helping her lose weight. Humalog with meals. Antivert, if needed, for dizziness. She's on vitamin C, apple cider vinegar, Toujeo, insulin, vitamin B complex, vitamin D3, and no oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used. Physical exam, the patient's color is good. She's alert and oriented. Weight is 261 pounds. Pulse is 62. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 140. Over 60. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. Extremities, one plus edema in the ankles and from knees down to ankles, actually. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 28th of 2022. Her creatinine is normal at 0.9, albumin 3.9, calcium 9.2, sodium 137, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 32, phosphorus is 4.4, hemoglobin 12.6 with normal white count, normal platelets, and May 26th, of this year, her microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 84. assessment and plan on diabetic nephropathy with microalbuminuria and preserved kidney function. Hypertension is near to goal, and chronic edema of the lower extremities most likely related to obesity. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. No, sorry, four months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.